The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio, and thank you for tuning in this weekend. It's, it's already, I guess we call fall, October, November, pretty soon. And welcome to the show. I'm Percy Ihara, your host and publisher of Generations Magazine. And I did want to thank everybody for sending us our thank yous and kudos for our recent cover story on Napia and Ona Napoleon on our cover story. I completely blanked out his last name. But this, if you know, look around town, the most current issue of Generations Magazine is out. And It's really a great, loving story of both of them. And both of them are either a champion surfer or canoe paddler. So I wanted to thank them. So it's out on the stands. Or you can go to our website, generations808.com, and check that out, the full story there. But anyway, as you know, we talk about aging and all different aspects of aging. And I recently got a designation called Certified Senior Advisor. Actually, I got it in 2005. But it wasn't an accredited designation, like how 90% of designations you see behind people's names, they're not accredited. What does that mean? It means that no third party has really validated the program. Nobody has validated the testing process, the continuing education process. So I had it in 2005, and it was not accredited. But since then, it has been accredited to the point where it's one of the only 1% of all designations are double accredited. And the CSA designation is the only one in the aging field, a certified senior advisor. So I'm proud to say I retook the class as a great designation. So I am versed in a lot of different aspects of aging. I am anyway with the magazine, but it just added some initials behind my name. So it's CSA. I also got my designation on long-term care, certificate on long-term care, reviewing and studying all the different aspects of how to pay and the different levels of care. I did that last month as well. So, I have to be able to be knowledgeable enough to help families and answer questions and really help provide Generations Magazine with a great balance of resources in a magazine. So one of the things I liked is that I get to stay healthy as much as possible, take advantage of our partners. And today we have a great partner that I've known for a few years now, and it's called Body and Brain. And I think one of my favorite people is Kat Sawai. So welcome to the show, Kat.
Thank you so much for having us, CSA.
CSA.
Wow.
Certified.
Wow.
And actually, there's only 9 in the state of Hawaii, which is amazing. I guess to take the class and to take the test is a little rigorous. And you have to be able to love working with seniors and do this full-time. I do this full-time. A lot of professionals don't do it full-time. That's probably the reason why. But it's just something that I'm very passionate about, as you know, with the magazine especially. But also I have to be able to be knowledgeable enough to know all the different aspects of aging. And one of the key parts is integrity and being able to be honest and treat our clients fairly. But also on the other side, we have to make sure they're healthy, make sure they're aware of different things that help them stay healthy, whether it's legal, financial, emotional, or healthy aging, like what you guys do at Body and Brain. So give our audience, Kat, and we got a few specials for you, so hang on to the show, but give us a few background on Body and Brain, and then, of course, your background.
Sure. So for Body and Brain, the background is we're being a brain-based program. Natural healing through simple body motion and exercises. They're all guided in our classroom, and through those motions, it can help us with the physical body feeling good inside through energy flow and circulation, through your organs, through your tissue, joint exercises, building muscle mass. But in addition to that, and what I found so interesting when I became a practitioner was it really helps with emotional well-being and your brain health, mental health. And I thought that
was a big connection, that's why.
Oh, yes. Big connection, but I love that it was physical because I had some things, just stress, just basic stress, everyday stress, and that really affects the operations of your day-to-day life. So even concentrating and focusing, remembering things, and just dealing with people, relationships, that's all affected with good body health. So if the body is healthy, it really helps improve all of those aspects of your life.
Yeah. I tell people, and a lot of people notice, but they don't take it seriously as I do, is that stress is a big killer in life. Stress causes everything, the problems in life, whether it's from cancer or heart attack, strokes, Alzheimer's, dementia, financial problems. The stress just makes you be able to not make good decisions. And so that's why I've always loved, I've known you guys for a while, and we want to talk about different things about body and brain. But so in terms of the body and brain, who is Body and Brain in Hawaii? I know you have three locations.
Actually, we have four locations. Yes. So we have one in Honolulu on Kapi'olani Boulevard, and we have one in IL Kahale Street, and Kaimuki on Harding Avenue, and then we have one in Manoa in the Manoa Marketplace. It's fairly new. It's more of an energy healing center.
Okay. That's on the second floor on the...
Above Safeway. It's above Safeway.
Oh, it's over there?
Yes.
Oh. Safeway. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Is that been around for a while?
I'm going to say almost a year already.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I live by Puno, so I go to Manoa a couple times a week.
Yeah.
The shop and stuff like that. Oh.
Please visit and check it out. But yeah, so those are the four locations, and we've been here over 15 years in Hawaii. Wow. And actually, yeah, we're doing a huge event on October 26th. It's called the Connect event.
Which is next Saturday.
Next Saturday on the 26th. And the big draw is our founder, Ilchi Lee, will be coming to Hawaii, and he will be the featured speaker there. So who is Ilchi Lee? Well, you know, he's a visionary leader in health, natural healing.
Yeah, I would recommend you guys Google him. I-L-C-H-E. And last name is Lee?
Lee, L-E. Yeah.
L-E-E.
Yes. Yeah, I-L-C-H-I and then L-E-E.
Oh, C-H-I, okay.
He's also a New York Times bestseller, and he's written so many books. But he is the one that designed all of the body and brain exercises that we do, as well as all the trainings, the deeper trainings that we have for helping with attaining health, happiness, and peace.
So that's October 26th. So that's next Saturday.
Next Saturday from 1 to 5 at the Hawaii Convention Center.
And so it's on October 26th, Convention Center, room 323. But I am going to give away, can I give away two tickets?
Of course. We want as many people to come as possible.
Two of my tickets. So it'll be free of charge for you. You probably got to park it all on Wanna Walk Over or just park it at Convention Center. But we're going to give away two people that can email me, Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, @generations808.com. And email me. The first two people to email me will get these two free tickets. And make sure you use it wisely. Make sure you bring somebody that really wants to learn. You know, that's really the key, I think. You know, I'm around town quite a bit. I do a lot of different things for me to stay healthy. But give it to somebody that you really think is going to use it and come. Because don't give it to somebody that, let me think about it. No. You really, I believe, and you let me know, Kat, that I really believe you really got to want to come. Yeah, you gotta really want to get better, and not hem and haws. Oh, I'm not sure. Oh, if I'm free, I'll go. No.
Well, you know what everyone should know about this event. It is for everyone. So it is about life purpose and direction. And many of us, you know, we go through life every day. Everyday life, we're busy. We have responsibilities, and in general, we can say that life's pretty good. But sometimes you wonder, there's more. Like there's something more.
Right.
That is missing, or there's something else that I know I'm meant to do. And so through a lot of the training that we do in Body and Brain, the exercises help you to go within the body and helps you understand yourself more. And you can ask more of those profound questions about your life and ultimately your happiness. And it helps with your problems, problem solving, because all the answers that we have about our life is within us. So we have to answer our own questions to the challenges that we have in our life. And in this event, Ilchi Lee will spend a lot of time sharing his wisdom and expertise on practical self-care tools to help you reduce stress and help you gain more clarity about life. So actually, this is for everyone. I mean, everyone should be rushing to get a ticket.
Well, you said it kind of the right way. We all have the answers. It just depends on whether we want to act upon it, yeah?
Yes.
And why would you not want to act upon it? And I'll tell you guys, we're going to live a lot longer than maybe we want to. Never did I expect it to. It's hard. I mean, my wife and I are the same age at 59. And, you know, we talk every once in a while about, God, man, I remember when we were 30s, 40s, 50s, you know. And, you know, I used to work out a lot, quite a bit more than I did now. And when I was younger, and we would be at the Kapalani Park, and we were like 28, I think, at the time. And we would see people running around and goes, hey, how old do you think that guy is? Oh, he's probably like 50. Oh, man, that's old age, middle age, man. I'm in that middle age category now. You know, it's quite funny. I laugh about it all the time, but it's so true. And so, guys, we're going to live a lot longer than we want, probably want to or expected to. So how do you want to live your life? You know, I have a good buddy of mine I golf with, and he's 71 now, and he walked 5 days a week. And I say, man, that's hard on your body. You got to be able to rehab and stay healthy. Well, guess what? He had a knee problem now. He said, you just overdid it too much. So now you got to rehab. So you need to learn different things on how to keep the body healthy, because you want to be in your couch potato for the rest of your life because your knee problems, or do you want to try to do some rehab, do some different things to be healthier? You know, and that's really key. That's what I love about what you guys do at Body and Brain. So what kind of courses at the Body and Brain Centers that you folks have?
Yeah,
you have all different types.
We do. We have all different types. But, you know, our classes, we have classes every day at each of the centers. And during the class time, you have a good opportunity to move your body in different ways that maybe you don't normally move your body. Everything is done at your own pace, at your own intensity, so you can feel comfortable. Even if you're new, a lot of people ask me, well, I've never done this before. Is it okay for me to just jump into a class? And we say, absolutely, because this is all about your awareness to your own body. So you won't move in a way that is going to be detrimental to yourself. So that's part of our whole point, is moving slowly, closing your eyes, feeling your body as you do movements so that you can do things that are contributing to opening up your body in places you need it without overdoing it. So that's a fine line, but when you can notice that line, I think that's a great way to say I'm becoming more awakened and sensitized to my own body. And then along with the exercises, we do some breathing. Breathing is something we don't think about. I think, Percy, you mentioned about that before, that sometimes we're just unaware. And you asked about why maybe people are not sure about the direction of their life. Is because we're just not aware. We don't think about it. We don't have time almost because we're so busy. But when you do come into the classroom and spend an hour to be with yourself, you do start to see things inside that were always there and maybe we never addressed them. So it gives us an opportunity to address them with a mind that is more calm and focused and open. And so the breathing exercises really help with calming down the emotional level, and it helps provide more oxygen flow through the body. And then after breathing exercises, we like to do a little bit of meditation.
Meditation?
Yes.
So these classes, like an hour class?
It's 1 hour, and we have about 10 or 15 minutes of warm-up exercise right before the class.
And so these happen at all, pretty much the three centers?
Yeah, so the three centers have this type of class. And then, as I mentioned, so Honolulu, Aya, Kaimuki has more of this style of exercise and motion and movement. And then our Manoa Center is an energy healing center. So they'll do more energy Qigong and then...
Qigong?
Qigong. Yeah, Qigong. So it's slower movement, and they can sit in the chair and they can do exercises in the chair.
Wow. So when it comes to I know you guys do Tai Chi. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
And you did all three centers?
Yeah, so it's a combination of yoga and Tai Chi. So every class, sometimes people get confused. They think there's a specific class with only Tai Chi or yoga. But this is a unique blend because our founder, Il-Chi Lee, who will be featured on October 26th, he developed this style through his own awareness about how to awaken the body. Hmm. So he spent so many years figuring out different types of motion and movement that help people awaken and open to the energy in their body. If you can feel energy in your body, you'll be more attuned to you. So a lot of what we do in our class is about helping each person build a stronger relationship with themselves. It's just getting to know yourself better. I know it sounds kind of interesting, but that's basically what it is. We do stretching, exercises, breathing, meditation. They're all methods for us to focus within the body. And I think that's why sometimes we have challenges day to day with emotions and stress. If we're aware of our body and our body is sensitized enough where we can feel the effects of stress, then we would counter that right away. We would do something to not get it any further. But the reason why sometimes we get overstressed or stressed out, that kind of thing, is because we don't have that sensitization that is deep enough so that we can notice stress is coming into the body. So stress is a process, and we do a stress relief class at the centers too. And basically every class is a stress relief class. So people come in, sometimes they're feeling very tired or they don't have energy. That is also a sign of maybe connection with the mind and body is not quite there. And sometimes people are very coming out of the office, they can be a little anxious from work. So what I've noticed in the training is after the class, the people that have low energy, they feel more energized. And the people that had very anxious, high energy feel more relaxed. Hmm. And so I really feel that it brings people on a common level where they can openly communicate with each other. And so it's an interesting process as you do the exercises more and more and you're communicating with even people in the class. You start to notice that when we are at a good energy state and level, it's so easy to communicate with anyone. And I think that that's very important in life with work relationships, family relationships, anything. So I do feel this helps with lifestyle. So this training and this kind of so-called exercise is about lifestyle, how to live your life in a way that is healthy for you.
So who teaches all these classes, Kat?
Well, every center has two or three instructors there. We all teach classes. All the center managers will teach classes, and we have instructors, and all of them are able to do all different types of classes for the audience.
And so you also teach yoga?
Yes. So the yoga is more of the stretching side of it, but like I was mentioning, it's a blend of Tai Chi and right. yoga. So all the classes have stretching. They have balance exercises, joint opening. We do tapping exercises. Those are different styles, but they really help with opening up your acupressure points and releasing stagnant energy from the body.
And I know you guys have the belly button wand that I had gotten.
Yes.
I received. Actually, one of our other partners, Annette Pang, gave that to me as a gift. So was that developed by Mr. Lee as well?
Oh, yes. So Ilchi Lee also developed the belly button healing tool. I think many people have seen us at the expos. So it's the yellow. It looks like a stick. It has a two handle and one long stick. And then we use that to massage the organs. So through the belly button, you can help with your heart rate. You know, the heart pumps blood through different parts of the body. And so actually pumping at the belly button can also help distribute blood flow down the legs, to the ankles, to the feet, and other parts of the body, depending on how you angle the tool. So we'll call it the Gila for the purposes of our conversation. Gila.
Gila?
Yes. Instead of just that belly button tool, we can call it the Gila.
I call it belly button wand.
Okay, that's good. Belly button wand.
No, I think that's what you should. I think when I Googled it, I didn't know what to call it. I called it belly button wand, and it popped up. And so I've known about it. All of a sudden, Annette Pang, who does that family communication workshop, she's really good, by the way.
Yeah, we love her. She's a member at the Honolulu Center.
Yeah,
she's a long-time member.
I did it. I used it for a while, and it really does work.
Oh, it works. It definitely works. So it helps with anyone who has, like, constipation, but also if you have a lot of stress or even joint pain, using that, it's just so amazing because it's self-done. You know, it's just whenever you start to feel anxious or you don't – just something doesn't feel right, I just grab the Gila and I just massage my belly. You don't even have to just do your belly. You can do your neck, your shoulders, your legs. And in the class, we use the Gila quite a bit. So all the members can learn how to use the tool in different ways.
What's interesting about that, just in the last few years that there's been more research and study about the gut and a brain connection.
Yes.
And it's old Chinese lore, but the Chinese developed that hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and only recently we've really studied that more. And the connection between a healthier gut creates a healthier brain.
Yes.
And that connection is slowly coming out. You see more and more articles. We've done articles on our in generations about that, but I'm not too sure why just recently. You know?
But you're right. Yes, I think it's something that has been around for a while, but I do agree, too. In the last couple of years, more people have been talking about it, and I do see more reading, information and literature about it. But, there's serotonin, that gets developed in the gut. So as we activate the gut through exercises, it can be through stretching, but also through such things as the HeLa and massaging the organs, you stimulate and activate the production of serotonin, which is the happy hormone.
Right. And so on the physical side of the body, is it mostly just through the Tai Chi and yoga practice that you folks do to help with the physical part of the body?
Yeah, any kind of motion and movement. So it is yoga, Tai Chi, but we have all kinds of things we do. We do strengthening training through resistance trainings. So we have all kinds of things. We have like a deep, like more intense stretching. So those that feel like they need a more intense style of training to open up their hips and back. Usually it's hips and back and shoulders. That's the main areas. We have like special training that is a more intense style where we actually go and we assist them. So we'll go there and help push them in a certain direction because they just need a little bit more help. They can't do it with their own body. So then sometimes we just help them through intense stretching support. Hmm. And then as I mentioned earlier, many of us are looking more for like core strengthening or overall strengthening of the upper body and the legs and the core, abdomen. So we have advanced training on more strengthening moves.
Now, what's your average age of the client? You have older clients, younger clients?
So I think it does vary amongst the centers. In my particular case, I would say my age bracket is about 40 to 50. And but we do have young. We just so happen to have the Keiki class, so we have children from 8 years old to 13. But also our centers have what we call heroes, HEROES, and these are more the in between age bracket of maybe teenagers to about 30 years old.
Oh really?
So a younger group, and what we do in those classes, it's a lot more high impact. So we move a lot, dance a lot, and do a little bit more movement and make everybody sweat.
And so that's on a weekend probably or after
Friday
after
nights
school?
Usually Friday nights we have them.
What time is that from?
Yes, from about 7 to 8 o'clock.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
And yeah, so it does depend on the center, but I would say most of the centers, that age bracket is about 40s and 50s, but we do have so many seniors in the morning classes.
Sure.
Many seniors, and some of our seniors are in their 90s. Very healthy. Extremely healthy. They do everything. They can do everything that everyone else does without assistance.
So if you just tuned in, we're here with Body and Brains, Kat Sawai. And Kat, you're based out of the Kaimuki branch.
Yes, I am.
And that is on Harding?
Harding Avenue, 3569 Harding Avenue.
Right. It's above that gas station there on Harding Avenue.
Right. In between two gas stations, a 76 station and a Texaco.
On the other side.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And so that's in Kaimuki on Harding Avenue. And the Honolulu Center is on Kapanahi.
So Honolulu Center has moved, but just a few blocks up from the old location. It's actually in a much better location. It's
right off of
Kapilani Boulevard. It's 1067 Kapilani Boulevard, where the McKinley Car Wash and McKinley High School is right across the street on the corner.
Oh,
the AT&T building.
Okay, the one I met you at.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you have good parking over there.
Right in the back, lots of parking. Yeah.
So that corner, that stoplight by where if you go down Kapilani and take a left to go like Ward, that stoplight right there is just, if you go down Kapilani going toward Eva, it's past the car wash.
It's on Kamakee. It's on the corner of Kamakee and Kapilani.
And look for the AT&T building.
Yep.
Is over there, and you park in the back and walk to the front. But yeah, yes. That's a nice location.
Yeah, and there's you can't miss it because on the windows we have a lot of banners with yoga and stretching. It's really pretty.
Right.
And the IL location is called Holly Street. So
that
one is, where the old IL library was? It's off Moanalua.
Okay.
Moanalua and Kauhale.
So I'm
Times?
McDonald's?
No, across the street from there by the post office.
Oh, down there?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
And so
on the second floor.
Second floor.
Mm-hmm.
There's like two or three rows of buildings, though.
Yes, so it's a back building above Curves.
Above Curves?
Curves, yes.
Oh, okay, got that.
Yeah.
No, because my sister folks live in IS. So
right, that's what you told me.
I wanted to try to get them to come down, at least one of them.
Tell them to come down, yes.
Yeah, well,
we're waiting
for
you.
They're both retired now. So
perfect.
Slowly they realize that they need to do something.
Yeah.
So it's taking me a year or two just to slowly get and realize, hey, maybe you should think about this, And now it's free, so.
Well, I tell you, Percy, even retirees, they're very busy. And so I have many of them that come to my center, and then they really want to do something. I feel it. They authentically want to do something for themselves. But they always tell me, oh, but I got this and that. I'm so busy. But then I have to tell them, though, if you cannot take care of yourself, really, how are you, honestly, how will you take care of other people?
Right.
And so, you know, I know that everyone says that. You hear that all around. If you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to, you know, you need to be strong to help others. But I don't know if people really experience that and really believe it, because oftentimes they put many things ahead of themselves. Mm-hmm. And then it comes to that point, and you and I were talking in the lobby about that, that they give so much and then they take care of other people, but then they end up getting more sick than the person they're taking care of.
Yeah, it's a growing number. But that's why I like doing the radio show. I like to be able to bring this out, get it to the public. So don't forget now, I'm giving away 2 free tickets to the Body Brain Conference at October 26th, 1 to 5 at the Convention Center. I'm giving away 2 free tickets. You have to email me, Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, at generations808.com. And the founder of Body and Brain, Ilchi Lee, will be one of the keynote speakers there. So check it out. We're going to take a short break. We're here with Kat Sawai and Body and Brains. We'll be right back.
The Medicare annual enrollment period is almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877, 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Get your party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Get your party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Get your party at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani DeMonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit PointVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio, and this is October already, actually the middle of October. And you know what that means? Kat, you're too young to know what that means. I think Lee, our engineer, is too young to know what that means. That means Medicare enrollment period, October 15th to December 7th is Medicare enrollment period once a year. You have to choose your new Medicare plan for the following year. Actually, next week, we're going to have Humana come back on, talk about the different changes because they were on before, but nobody can talk about the changes or the current plans until October 15th. And so it's kind of critical because it does change, especially with the medication, the Medicare Part D, the medication plans. They take off them some drugs, they put on some drug plans, so it's really important to know what's going on, especially for the neighbor islands, because that's more, I want to say, it's flexible and necessary, not necessarily a good way, because they're limited doctors on the neighbor islands. And so you don't know when you're 65, you have different options, different doctors take or don't take Medicare. In fact, I was talking to my wife just the other day about that. You know, we got to think about our doctors because we got, all our doctors are older than us. I know, and we're only 59, so like, I think when I'm 70, my doctor's going to be 90, you know, or maybe 85. So we really got to think about that going forward. And even our eye doctor, we both wear hard contact lens. But it's something to start planning for, thinking about down the road. So, yes, October issue of Generations Magazine is out with Anona and Nappy Napoleon. Nappy is a legendary paddler, canoe paddler. In fact, I saw him the other day, and he did 61 straight Molokai Hoys.
Oh my gosh.
From Molokai to Honolulu. This year was the first year he didn't do it because he's caregiving for his wife, Anona, who is actually a champion surfer in her own right. And if you look at the magazine, she was actually a champion surfer in Makaha.
Wow.
She was one of the first queen of Makaha's back in the day.
Yeah.
But she, unfortunately, she had a stroke last year. So now Nappy's devoting his life to her. And it's so funny. So cute that yesterday I got a call, a voicemail. To my phone saying how they grew up with the Napoleons and he surfed with them. That's such a touching story, you know. But it's been hard going with the stroke, but, you know, he's dedicating his life, and that's the reason why he didn't do the Molokai Hoy this year. So Thank you to Nappy and Anona, and actually their family. They gave us a bunch of pictures when they got married, when Anona was a surf champion in Makaha, and did a small family picture because I think that was only half of their family. They have a huge ohana. But Nappy's still down at Hilton by the helipad. He's there almost every day teaching or taking people out in a canoe. So thank you to Nappy and to Anona for their story. Anyway, we're here with Body and Brain's Kat Sawai talking about their upcoming event, actually October 26th, with Ilchi Lee, the founder of Body and Brain. And I didn't realize you guys have been here 10 years.
10 years, right. Wow. So the event is called Connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T. And I think I didn't mention to Percy that with the ticket and the event comes the book, Connect. That's his latest book.
Oh, really?
Called Connect, yeah.
Oh.
So in the book, it has so many pieces of information that can really help people understand the value of connecting with yourself in terms of happiness and peace and life direction and purpose, and then the health aspects of it and what you can do to connect with yourself and why meditation is important. So the book and the event together, I think, will be a wonderful gift for anyone.
For $20, that's a great gift,
right,
Kat. So we're giving away two free tickets to the event, October 26th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Holland Convention Center. You need to email me, percy@generations808.com. If you do not use email, give me a call. And if I don't speak to you personally, leave a voice message. It's 808-234-3117. And at the end of the show, we're going to do a big giveaway. So you got to stay to the end of the show. As you guys know, we air every Saturday from 5 to 6. And Sunday from 3 to 4. So Sunday night, I'm going to choose somebody. So give me a call, text, or email me. But at the end of the show, we're going to give away a full year membership to Body and Brain to any one of the three locations. So anyway, so Kat, during the break, we're talking about your background. You were a civil engineer.
Yes, right. So yeah, my previous life,
wow.
Civil engineer. And then because of my own challenges with, I would say, I wasn't a good manager of stress. That I think that's the bottom line.
A lot of us are.
So, yeah. I mean, I worked out a lot. So, you know, I loved running, swimming. I did all of that. So I think in a way that was a little deceiving for me because I just felt that I was healthy because I really worked hard.
Maybe physically you're healthy.
Physically healthy, and then not understanding that the whole health aspect is a lot to do with your mentality and your mind and stress management, which I had no clue about. And I didn't even think I was stressed. So that's so interesting. And that's why I bring it up about body sensitizing a lot. And that's what we do in our classes. We help you understand how to be sensitized to your own body. Because if you don't do that, you don't know you're stressed. And that was my story. I never knew I was stressed until it accumulated so much that I had physical symptoms. And because I'm a physical person, you know, I like to do that kind of workout. I paid attention to that when I felt physical kind of results from stress. And so one of it was just feeling little dizzy and feeling like sometimes I just felt like I was going to pass out.
Was it an event that you went to experience or
no,
something
it was
happened?
Just, no, it was just random times. I'd just be sitting down, like even in an air-conditioned room, listening to a lecture, you know, where there's no reason for me to feel dizzy, but I would feel dizzy. And so I got extremely worried about that. And then of course, I immediately went to, you know, to see what was wrong. And then I couldn't get a clear answer as to what was wrong because all the vitals look good, heart rate and blood tests.
Well, that's only for physical issues.
Right. And so, and that's why I was very concerned because I no one could really tell me what was happening with me.
Huh.
And then I found the Body and Brain pamphlet. And so I immediately went there because I really wanted to do this naturally. I just...
That's the key word, naturally.
I did not want to take medication. So I was stubborn about that. And I kind of suffered a little bit through it because I had insomnia too, because I was so worried about why I was feeling like fainting at random times. And then that created insomnia. And it shows how powerful the mind is. And please, please do not get there like I did, because when you do have that kind of insomnia, it's very dangerous. You can't function well. And it can lead to depression, all kinds of things. So thank goodness I found the brochure. I immediately went down for an introductory session. And I joined right away. I joined. I went every day.
Really?
I went every day. Sometimes I went twice. You know, like sometimes you have like two classes back to back. I'd go both. I had that kind of membership where you could just do unlimited membership. So I was going, as soon as I finished work, I was zooming down there. And I did quite a bit of training there for several months. And then finally, I started getting a sleep pattern. I started resting better. I had a journal too. I took a journal. So actually, I can go back there and I can see when I was really having a hard time resting, and then about when I started being able to, you know, recover myself again. And it was just basically being able to relax my mind, to just stop the brain from going on and on and on. Even when it's time to rest, my brain wouldn't stop. So I started recognizing that that was happening with me. And so just finding methods through breathing, relaxing, releasing stress out of the body through the movements that we do. But I would say, you know, we did some just simple exercises like toe tapping, exercises like that that really helped me free my mind from worrying so much, and then focusing more on what's happening in my body and feeling energy in my body. And that heat or just tingling, all those sensations from breathing or tapping or stretching, toe tapping, belly button healing, all of those things, it helped me get better rest. And then I was able to recover from that.
So after taking class, you decided to commit your life and your passion and your profession to your
career. So, right. So, you know, because I received so much from it, and I can say to me, it saved me. It really saved me. And so I'm a better manager of energy now. I'm still working at it. It's a lifelong journey, you know, to kind of keep learning about myself and my lifestyle and adjusting it. Habits are not easy to change, but as I'm learning and I know the benefits of shifting things that I do that make me feel better, it's easier. When I know my body responds well when I do a certain activity, I want to do more of that. And when I know it creates some kind of effect in my body that is not good for me, then I try to not do those things. So it becomes conscious choice and creation of what I want.
It's a lifestyle, really.
It is a lifestyle. So, you know, I switched my career, but I don't even look at this like a career. It's interesting because, you know, people tell me, my family members, oh, so, you know, you change your job. And I'm like, no, this isn't a job. This is really my life. Like you,
right?
What
right.
you do. And I appreciate what you do. Everything you do is about helping Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, providing opportunities, really, you know, we can take the horse to the water, but you got to drink the water.
Yes.
And we're not going to force you to drink the water. So hopefully they do.
Right.
Hopefully they realize that, like I said, I as I've aged, you know, I've been an athlete for all these years, and there's been times I didn't work out as much. But now as I live longer and I see my clients older, I want to be like that healthy senior. I mean, hard, you know.
Me too.
I'm one of the people, like, I've always looked to the future. That's why I got in the reverse mortgage business. That's why I got into aging. I saw the light, saw the future of aging, the big number of, I saw the number of people going into that demographic. And now after, 17 years I've been doing this, and 10 years with the magazine, now people really see, wow, we're really getting older. And, you know, all my friends, but now we're turning 60 pretty soon. And it's hard to imagine, because the guys that went to school with at MidPack, and we're very close. In fact, I'll see one of my classmates in Omaha next month. I haven't seen for a long time, but it's amazing. We're slowly getting people to realize, hey, we got to start paying attention.
That's right.
You know, and that's what we've been trying to do. Fortunately, like, I have you as a resource, a great resource, and I have different people that help me and help our clients and help our friends and viewers and listeners and readers to understand we're going to live a lot longer, and we need to start paying attention.
Yes.
That's why I love what you guys do. So I just wanted to reiterate, October 26th, it's a must come. $20, if not, call, text, or email me. The first guy that does that will get 2 tickets to the workshop on October 26th, 1 to 5 at the convention center. But so let me ask you. So I'm at your website right now, Body and Brain. So body, if you go to Body and Brain, and it's Body N,
letter N in between,
the letter N,
right?
And brain.com, and click in the zip code, because this is a national website. So if you do the zip code, it'll tell you like, CATS Workshop, CATS Center is in Kamaki off of Harding, and they have a whole list of classes and different things that they do over there. So I just want to give your audience a background. So you have like an introductory class?
We have introductory session.
Session
is before anybody joins a membership. We just like to meet with them And we do that for everybody, like an orientation, and then talk to them a little bit. Because I think one thing that's really important about, and you mentioned it several times, about like we're going to live a long time. We have to see that we're going to live a long time. But what also I think we try to help guide our members is, why do you want to live a long time? So you have to have a life purpose. You have to know who you are. You have to know what you want and why are you here on this earth. And that's a pretty deep question. But as we're sharing earlier, through sensitizing and going inward, through meditation, through breathing, through the exercises, you start to have conversation with yourself. You can actually ask yourself those questions more and more. And then you get a clearer, more clarity about you and where you're headed, what you want. In that aspect, if you know where you're headed, what purpose you have on this earth, then you want to live a long life. You really do. And so you want to do anything you can to live well, to live happy and with peace in your heart so that you can help people for a long time.
And how to do it.
And how to do it. Simple to do it, really.
Well, like you said, I think everybody has the answers. It just depends on whether you can get motivated enough, that if you can see the light. I think the reality is we're seeing the light slowly. More and more baby boomers are slowly being active and taking classes yes. like this. So you talk about a membership at Body and Brain. How does that work?
So we have different kinds of membership. We have all kinds. But in general, we have unlimited membership, and many of us do that. Because you do want to come as much as you can. Like we say, Body and Brain is not exercise class. It's a lifestyle. It's about how you can come every day or as much as you can throughout the week and then reconnect with yourself so that you can live the way you want to live outside. I'm this person. I'm a happy person. I'm a bright person. But it doesn't show because of my job or I'm stressed. People need to feel and see that side. So through the training, we can help you, you know, manage your energy so that you can be that person you know you are. So unlimited membership, that's very popular because that one you can come as much as you want, as many times as you want throughout the week. If we have 15 classes a week, you can come 15 times
really?
A week. Like I said, that's what I used to do. I used to come twice, twice in the evening. I think they thought, oh my gosh, this girl is coming all the time. But it really helped me. The more I came, the more it helped me. And if you're really busy and you're just not able to come that often, we also have like bundles where you can buy like 30 classes or 40 classes, something like that. And then we put you on a longer schedule and then you can finish up your classes that way.
Well, you know, monthly unlimited is the best. I'm just looking at your calendar here. You have core strength training.
Yes.
And that's core different times on Monday. Mondays. And then, so give me an idea. When you say core strength training, is that just exercises or what is that?
So so we have to be creative because people want to stretch. You know, yoga, tai chi, they want balance and stretching. So every class we'll do movements that will help people with that. Balance, agility, coordination, mind-body harmonization. But we integrate, for example, on Monday, core strengthening. So as we're doing those exercises, we try to integrate a move that helps you have to use the core muscles to do that particular movement. So even if it's balancing, we can work on balance, flexibility, and at the same time have them use the core. Something simple like lifting your knee as high as you can up to your chest. That's a good balance exercise, but if you have to keep your back straight and lift your knee as high as you can feel how much it uses your core. Even sitting in this chair doing it now, I can mm-hmm. feel my core as I'm lifting my knee. So simple things like that, and then easy to follow. And then I just mentioned about the chair. If people have difficulty and they're worried about, well, after I stand for a long period of time, I need to sit down. You can sit in chairs or have a chair next to you during the classes the whole time. You can do almost anything that we do in the chair because we actually do some community work outside in some of the care homes around the island, and they're all in chairs. So we can do uh-huh. sit-down exercises.
What about energy movement? What exactly is that?
An energy movement, we do a style that helps people move more freely and openly. So we guide them, but yet they're able to use more of their own creativity and move their body in ways that heal their body. So what's interesting is we know what we need to do to get rid of a certain pain in a certain place better than anyone else. But we need to move the body to find those, we call them healing points. So we have many healing points in the body, but they're not activated because if you're just sedentary, you don't feel energy flowing through your body, so there's no kind of feeling an energy block. But as soon as you move your body and you start to open your energy channels and energy starts to move through the body, you start to feel energy blocks. And sometimes people think, oh my God, I have pain. But we tell them congratulations, right? That's a good thing. When they say, I have a little pain in my neck now from doing the movement, I say, wow, good job. That means you moved, you found an energy block. Now you can respond to it and you can move and you can
identify it.
So energy movement is about that. Just freely moving. It's almost like a dance, and then, but using it for the intention of finding where you have pain and then moving your body to release the pain. As when you experience that, you feel so good. Like you feel powerful. Like, wow, I did it. I found it and I released it through my awareness of my body and how to move it. But it does take training because, you know, we have been brought up where you can't move like that, or, you know, sit still, or, you know, mm-hmm. Don't be silly. But in our classes, we like to have fun. So you do things that like children do and move your body and feel free. So it's playful. You use your brain a lot. So I wanted to just for a few seconds talk about the mind integration part with the body.
Sure.
And mental health. Because as we age, you know, the body, our physical body is a human condition. Your body just, you lose muscle mass. You're just not as quick on your feet. And that just happens. But as you do more training that helps stimulate your brain in different ways, and we have so many exercises that help spark the brain again. And now everyone talks about the neuroplasticity of the brain and how the brain can learn at any age. Mm-hmm. You can still make
That's
new
right.
connections in the brain. And the exercises we do really help stimulate the brain. So for myself, I love to encourage the seniors about that aspect of it. Because sometimes they say, oh, you know, I hurt my back, so I'm not coming to class. But I tell them, no, you have to come. Because what happens when you just sit at home all day, your brain doesn't get any activity.
Right.
And then you need to open your lungs and breathe and let your heart flow. So sit in the chair all during the class if you want. But open and move and laugh and socialize and enjoy and do belly button healing. You know, you can do so many things that help stimulate the brain again. And I think that's very important for our amazing seniors. You know, we need brain health, not just physical health.
Right.
And I really believe that the exercises help them with reflexes and coordination and agility.
Yeah. Especially for seniors, because, you know, we're living a lot longer and you are trying to find any way to stave off Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. And the gut-brain connection is true. It's a fact now. We finally realized that. But I think just moving in general, you know, there's not really much you can do if you have the gene already, but you can stave off, put it off, the neurological issues of that. But yeah, that's one of the things I've been trying to do. So anyway, so you stay to the end of the show. We're going to give away one free membership to Body and Brain. It's a $1,300, almost a $1,400 value. It's a one-year free membership. You have to sign up by next month, November. So first person to email me, call me, text me, and you need to mention Kat Sawai. Kat, CatSawai. Kat Sawai is here with us today. Kat, I wanted to thank you. I want to come to your class. I'll get my wife, my family to come to classes, but we're giving me one free membership. Text, email me, call me. Hopefully you've listened to the show. If not, go back and listen to the show. It'll be on our website in a couple weeks, but it'll probably be loose by then. But anyway, best thing is just call me or text me, 808-234-3117, or email me, Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, at generations808.com. I'm going to give away, first of all, two free tickets to October 26th event at the Convention Center, 1 to 5 p.m., and then we're going to give you one free membership. That's a $1,390 value for the whole year. You can take any class you want. It's unlimited, but you got to mention Kat Sawai's name. So, and if you live in Kaimuki, good for you, because Kat is located at Kaimuki Center. They have one in Kapilani, and then was one in Aiea. So, Kat, thank you so much.
Thank you, Percy.
And
thank
I will
you so
see
much.
I will be coming to the event.
I'm counting on you. We're saving you a seat now.
Yes.
You have to show up now.
I will be there.
And
that's
I want to thank calendar. You, Percy CSA. Thank you so much, too. And then Generations, because that I just keep thinking, like, Hawaii, we're really gifted and blessed to have you. And the things that you're doing for the whole community of Hawaii, I'm really proud.
Proud to be here. People like you that support us that really
bring
information out. So anyway, everybody, thank you very much. As always, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
Aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.